The last major bank to allow Somalis living in Australia to transfer money to loved ones in their war-torn homeland is closing their accounts. Westpac is following the lead of banks around the world amid fears the money might end up in the hands of criminal gangs and terrorists. Money transfer agencies say the bank has told them the accounts will be closed by the end of the month. The Somali community is pleading with the bank to reverse its decision, saying it'll leave their impoverished relatives stranded. Pat McGrath reports.
Until 3 years ago, Hussein Harako owned a money transfer agency used by Somalis in Melbourne to send money to relatives back home. He says he shut down the business when the Commonwealth Bank started closing remittance accounts, which are accounts used to transfer money between countries. But he still personally uses other transfer agencies.
I send money, not much, but I send money to my relatives back home.
Hussein Harako also heads the Somali Council of Victoria, and he estimates that every year millions of dollars passes through remittance accounts linking Australia and Somalia. But that's about to end. Money transfer agents say they've been told by Westpac that they're joining the three other big banks and shutting down the remittances.
The Commonwealth started, and after that the ANZ and the National Bank, Westpac was the last bank who was giving the lifeline. But now they decided to stop.
And when will those accounts close? Do you know when this is going to finish?
The end of this month.
Hussein Harako says once those accounts close, there will be no official channel for sending money to Somalia. He's warning people might have to turn to the black market.
Which is very difficult for everyone, and we don't want that things to happen. And sending the remittance industry underground also, that is not good for everybody.
What about Western Union or one of these other services? Is there another way to do it?
Western Union, they don't have a branch in Somalia.
So, I mean, this is the only way you can get money in to Somalia at the moment, legally.
That's the only legal channel which people send the money.
Westpac would not confirm whether it's closing the accounts because it says for privacy reasons it doesn't comment on individual customer matters. In a statement, the Australian Bankers Association says its members are finding it increasingly difficult to provide banking and payment services to remittance operators and companies. Nonetheless, the remittances industry more broadly is showing no signs of slowing down. The World Bank estimates that workers globally will send $465 billion to their home countries this year, a 5% increase on last year. Former Reserve Bank of New Zealand Assistant Governor Don Abel now advises governments and businesses on the remittance industry. He says Pacific nations in particular are increasingly relying on money flowing in from expats working overseas.
Well, if you take Tonga, something like between 30 and 40% of GDP is dependent on remittance.
But he says the cost of sending money home is too high, and so there's pressure on G20 leaders meeting in Brisbane next month to revive a five-year-old pledge to lower the average remittance fee to 5%.
Unless there can be a way found to allow some of these parties other than the major banks to compete in the market for transferring money, then I don't think there's much chance that they'll be able to see the costs come down anywhere near the 5%.